USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Biden administration is extending restrictions on non-essential border travel. The Department of Homeland Security tweeting the rules in place for the country's land boundaries will continue through June 21st. The department adding it's working with Canada and Mexico to safely ease restrictions as conditions improve. The White House is encouraged by speculation about a possible ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip.
Our objective is to take every step we can through diplomatic channels, through quiet and intensive diplomacy, to bring an end to this conflict.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Earlier this week, President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and pushed for a path that leads to a ceasefire. Hamas terrorist groups in Lebanon also firing rockets into Israel. USA Radio News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too. And find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
At least 20,000 people are lining up to buy Ford's new electric F-150 pickup. CEO Jim Farley telling CNBC that's how many reservations they got after revealing the new F-150 Lightning Wednesday night. President Biden did take one out for a spin on Tuesday. Five Oregon counties vote to quit Oregon and join Idaho.
A number of counties in Oregon have voted to try to secede from their state and join Idaho. The five rural counties all approved separate measures on Tuesday to require county officials to promote a move to Idaho. The five counties lie east of the Cascade Mountains, with two on the current border with Idaho. A local conservative group that backed the measures says the voters of those counties sent a clear message that they no longer wanted to be under the auspices of a Democrat-controlled state government. Changes to a state's borders would require a bill to pass through that state's legislature, an agreement made between the states whose borders are being altered, and ultimately the plan needs to be ratified by Congress. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A former White House COVID advisor believes the CDC's inconsistent messaging is hurting them in the eyes of the public.
As the mask mandate's inconsistent messaging has left many with more questions than answers, Dr. Scott Atlas, coronavirus advisor to President Trump, tells Fox News, Dr. Fauci and the CDC's guidance has tremendously damaged a fearful public.
Well, I mean, I could say it this way. If you want to look at the data, an unvaccinated child is safer than a vaccinated 85-year-old. And so, I mean, there's a complete disconnect, again, a denial of the science. It's not about the science. Now it's about denying the science and the data. And the science has said for over a year that young children have an extremely low risk of anything serious, and particularly nearly zero risk of death. They really, there's just a distortion here. I think parents need to really think things through, talk with their doctor, and make intelligent decisions, because the experts are really saying almost nonsense at this point.
Last week, the CDC said fully vaccinated people can resume activities without wearing a mask or physical distancing, except where required by lawmakers. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NBA playoffs begin tonight with the Washington Wizards hosting the Indiana Pacers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.